we've been saying that all along. Back as far as the 30th of September, whenever we came to the end of what was the working group, and the report was released that night, Fran McNulty out of Primetime had interviewed me, and I made the point very clear that this was not just a wee problem up in Donegal. This was a problem that was affecting Donegal, Mayo, four other counties that have been named so far, and many other counties yet to be discovered. And I have had phone calls from other counties and homeowners in other counties saying that they're looking at our videos and listening to our reports, and they have got what they describe as very similar situations. So no, I'm not shocked at this. And I think that the message here needs to be other TDs in other counties that thought they were immune from all this need to wake up and smell the coffee, need to get the shoulder to the wheel and get the best possible scheme we can over the line, because this is not just a scheme for Donegal. This is a scheme for every affected county, and by the time we're finished, we just don't know where that ends. So now is the time to make their presence felt and not just ignore Donegal, who have done all the heavy lifting so far, I might add, but it's time they put the shoulder to the wheel and help us out and get the best possible scheme that's going to benefit every county from defective concrete blocks, and that's the situation we're in at the minute.
Do you think that this information contained in this unpublished report may impact the rollout of the scheme here in Donegal, or what do you foresee happening?
I don't think it'll affect the rollout in Donegal. I don't think it will. I think that we're too far down that road now. The fact that we've got a scheme already in place, there are only two counties eligible to access that scheme, that's Donegal and Mayo. So I don't see that happening. But what I can see is the fact that whatever we have as a scheme, be it good, bad or middling, will be the same scheme that every other county is going to be availing of. And there are still shortfalls. You know, let there be no doubt on that. If there are no shortfalls, we wouldn't be still campaigning. But the point is that they need to help us here. They can't leave it all to Donegal to sort this out in isolation and then expect to benefit from an excellent scheme at the end of it. They need to make their presence felt, and that's not something we've enjoyed to date.